Are your salespeople maximizing all of the selling opportunities available in your markets? And how are you, as their sales manager, contributing to their selling success and profitability? What management style do you utilize to lead your sales team? There are two basic managerial styles or philosophies of leading a sales team. You can manage and lead as a doing manager or as a managing manager. The majority of sales managers only function as doing managers. A doing sales manager is a manager who has multiple responsibilities other than managing and leading a sales team. There are three major categories of doing sales managers. The first type of doing manager is a selling sales manager. This is someone who splits their time between functioning as a salesperson and acting as a sales manager to other salespeople. A selling sales manager spends part of their time selling their own customers and the rest supporting the salespeople reporting to them. A selling sales manager normally handles the largest or most important accounts and is also usually the busiest member of the sales team. This is the most common type of doing manager within most business-to-business distribution or manufacturing organizations. The second type of doing manager is a full-time takeover sales manager. This sales manager sees himself as a full-time manager and leader, but in reality is only functioning as the lead doer. Instead of coaching others on how to do things, they would rather just do it themselves because they then know it'll be done right. A takeover sales manager on a sales call will take a sales call away from their sales rep and will do all the selling because this account is just too important. When coaching a salesperson, a takeover manager will just tell the rep exactly what to do instead of coaching the rep so they discover the best answer on their own. The third type of doing manager is a working sales manager. This position is normally only present in small companies where everyone handles a variety of jobs or responsibilities. These are the sales managers who split their time between managing their salespeople and working at some other task, such as running a piece of equipment or running the entire company. Do any of these doing manager profiles describe you and your management style? Though each management approach has a different set of problems, they all share the significant challenge of shifting your focus between successfully coaching and leading a sales team and handling another radically different responsibility or just feeling you should do everything yourself. It's hard to work for a doing manager. They tend to offer very little coaching or discussions of how to handle situations, but instead jump in and take over what the salesperson is doing. If you ask a doing manager how to unjam the office copier, they'll most likely just do it for you. The main reason most sales managers act as doing managers is they've never been formally trained in how to lead salespeople. Over 90% of all sales managers I see in my programs have never attended even a full day of sales management training. How did you become a sales manager? Most started off as salespeople and either outsold or outlasted the others to finally get promoted to sales manager. And why were you so successful as a salesperson? Most likely it was because you were a super doer. A super doer is a sales rep who has learned it's easier to just do everything themselves than it is to go through all the time and hassle to ask others for help. They survived under the maxim, if you really want it done right, you might as well do it yourself. So now we take these successful super doer salespeople and promote them to sales management, but give them no training and very little coaching. So the first time one of your new reports brings you a problem, how do you solve it? Well, as a super doer or takeover sales manager, of course, and you just do it yourself. It takes training to understand how to coach others on how to do something instead of just doing it for them. How much sales management training have you had on how to coach and lead others? The solution to this doing manager problem is to become more of a coach and leader than the lead doer. The goal is to become a stronger managing manager where you understand your greatest value to your company and your sales team is your ability to help others become more effective and successful, not by being the lead doer, but instead becoming the coach and strategist. A successful managing manager also realizes they're least effective or productive when they try to actually do things for their sales reps that the reps should be doing on their own. A sales team needs to be coached and led. You cannot build a successful sales force by just fixing problems and doing things for them. The goal of sales management is to significantly grow a sales force, not just maintain your current performance level. And that means you need to coach and teach each member of your team how they can improve their performance and income. How much effort have you invested in helping each member of your team understand how they can improve and strengthen their skills, structures, and philosophies of selling? Becoming a stronger managing manager means realizing your strength is in your wisdom, awareness, and the ability to help others see further than they do now. The majority of problems facing your most experienced salespeople don't focus on productivity or functional implementation issues. An experienced sales pro usually has those skills under control. Growing the sales volumes and profitability of an experienced salesperson requires you, as their sales manager, to help change their focus, approach, messaging, or persuasive style. These kinds of changes involve more than just fixing problems, but instead require your coaching and guidance to help your rep realize they need to redirect and refocus their efforts. When most sales managers find one of the reps mentally banging their head against the wall, they'll ask them what they're doing. The rep, while still banging their head against the wall, responds, "I'm trying to find the door to leave this room." Your rep is trying hard and trying their best, but just lack direction and focus. As their sales manager, your job is not to do their job for them, but to gently grab their shoulders, moving them over a few feet, and then watching them leave the room through the open doorway. How are you redirecting and refocusing each of your salespeople? Consider maintaining a coaching focus with your sales team by asking their opinion before giving them what you consider the correct answer. The best coaches ask the most questions, understanding that a salesperson discovering an answer on their own, but with your coaching guidance, will retain and believe in the idea much longer than if it's just handed to them. As you work with your people, consider continually asking questions like, "And then what do you think you should do? How do you think your customer is going to react to this, and how will you handle it? What have you seen happen before that might give us an idea of the best actions to take? Or, what else can you be doing with them that can increase your selling value and uniqueness?" Becoming a stronger managing manager means increasing your focus and emphasis on asking questions and coaching advice. Your job as a sales manager is to help each individual achieve more than they would have without your involvement. How are you helping each of your people understand and work towards increasing their selling skills and financial success? As the manager of your sales team, we know you're good. Now the question is, are you good enough? And are you committed enough to strengthening your questioning and coaching skills so that you can become an even stronger managing manager to your team? Thanks for listening.